The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Welcome, 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 welcome to hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Ripplem, your regular Wednesday host. And I'm supposed to be having Mike King on this show this hour, but let me just ask you to please go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button and donate the fundage, whatever you can afford, whatever you can do right now, even if it's 50 cents. 50 cents helps. 50 cents is worth your time. So just go smash the donate button and do what you can. All right. We appreciate you and help keep free speech alive. We're not making any money here. We're just keeping the lights on. I certainly don't make money what I'm doing here. This is all about getting the truth out and a passion for doing that. So, yeah. All right. So last hour we, had some callers at the end there. We had Bruce in the Carolinas. Bruce, call back if you want, because, we haven't got Mike on the call. So I'd love to hear what your question was. If you're still listening, please call back. I'll take your call first thing. I felt bad having to, disconnect with you there at the end. So, all right, well, we were going to talk about the central banking digital currencies. I was going to talk to Michael King about it. He wrote that book, Bankerotta, and but somehow we're not able to get a hold of him. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just going to go ahead and take my next caller, Jay in Arkansas. Jay, welcome. Ah, okay. Jay. Okay. All right. Jay in Arkansas, call back. Doug in Texas, call back. And Bruce in Carolinas, we disconnected at the end and you had a question. Please also call back. I'll take you first thing. Bump you to the front of the line. All right. Well, I was in the middle of reading this article. I usually don't like to blend my hours together, but whatever. We're talking about this guy, Douglas Mackey, 10 years for posting a joke. So they gave him a tenner. That's the basic of it. This is what they did in Bolshevik Russia. They gave you a tenner. This is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about in his book, The Gulag Archipelago. And by the way, folks, man, you know, this Wi-Fi, I think it's affecting my brain. Because I don't know if it's just that I need to write stuff down, because I have guests call in and they'll ramble off a whole bunch of different points and they'll get to point three or four and I'll forget point one and two. So I've got to either write them down or I've got to get off the Wi-Fi. Because from what I understand, the Wi-Fi is harmful to your brain cells. And I've seen it happen to other people, which I mentioned in the previous hour. All right, so how about I just continue reading this article? Man faces 10 years for posting joke meme about online voting. Now, when I started reading this article, I sort of got lost in it. And I told you guys I got lost in it. But I'm just going to continue reading it. This is by Donald Jeffries from the America Free Press. Mackey's criminal tweet read, "Avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. In just one glaring example of how selective this prosecution was, a woman named Christina Wong advised Trump voters to skip poll lines at election 2016 and text in your vote. This was almost exactly the same crime, and yet, unsurprisingly, Wong has never been charged with anything, let alone prosecuted." U.S. Attorney Breon Peace boasted, "Today's verdict proves that the defendant's fraudulent actions crossed the line into criminality and flatly rejects his cynical attempt to use the constitutional right of free speech as a shield for his scheme to subvert the ballot box and suppress the vote." Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, lady. So, mail-in ballots, that doesn't count, right? It was too big to fail. Mm-hmm. It's too big to fail, mail-in ballots. So, that doesn't matter. That wasn't using the banking cartel as a shield to avoid prosecution. I call that Jewish privilege. Mm-hmm. Just like what happened in 2008, right? The banks all got bailed out, even though they said they were going to go prosecute them. So who is this U.S. Attorney Breon Peace? What is that, like a stripper name or something? Are you serious? Breon Peace? Hold on, I got to look up this person for a second. You know, Breon Peace. Basically says you don't have a right to free speech. Okay. Breon Peace. Peach. Oh. Yeah, I typed in Breon Peach. No, it's Breon Peace. Okay. Okay, who's calling in? Did they call back or did we go? All right. Oh, Breon, it's not a woman. Okay, Breon Peace. It's a black man, and look at his smile. It's real weird looking. It's what's he doing with his mouth? It's very strange. Just Google Microsoft Bing. Just go on Bing and look up Breon Peace. And what the heck is this guy doing with his mouth? It's very bizarre looking. Breon Peace. Breon Peace served as a law clerk for Judge Sterling Johnson of the United States District Court for Eastern District of New York from 1997 to 1998. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Partner to Cleary, Gottlieb, and Steen in Hamilton. Steen in Hamilton in New York from City from 2007 to 2022. Worked as an associate at the firm from 1996 to 97, 98, 99, from 2003 to 2007. Acting assistant professor, law clerk, New York study. blah, 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 blah. Assistant United States Attorney, United States Attorney's Office, Eastern District, New York. Well, this guy's from New York, and he's got a real, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of you, but why are you, it looks like, I don't know what you're, he's doing some weird kind of, it looks like he's sticking his tongue out or something. I don't know, it's like strange, like lizard looking thing or something. I don't know. I'm just, look, it's just an observation. If you smile like a normal person, it seems like maybe, I'm sorry if I'm overlooking some kind of defect, but the guy looks like a lizard. I don't know. It's very weird. I'm probably going to get thrown in the gulag for hate speech in 5 years because of this comment, right? Some AI robot's going to go back and scan through all these RBN archives and say, you called Breon Peace a lizard. It's time for you to go. The robot dog is going to show up at my house. Robot dog is going to say, you called Breon Peace a lizard on May 3rd, 2023. You must come with us now. And I'll be like, get off my porch, robot dog. And robot dog will not probably listen. Maybe I can hack into robot dog. Anybody knows how to do that, give me a call. Okay, so we got Doug in Texas. Doug, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I haven't called in a long time, but I've been a listener to RBN for a decade or more. And you guys have got to recapture the glory that this network was before John Statmiller passed. And that is, I'm requesting, seriously consider replaying some of the best of John Statmiller shows at least a couple of hours a week. I don't care when, weekends, afternoons, night, whatever, man. But you got to recapture the glory that this network was. I mean, it's great. It's still great. But, man, you got to bring in some of the new listeners who got to listen to what it was and what he was all about, because that man was the leader and he was the creator of this network. And I miss him dearly. I love that man. And what you were saying in the last hour about these Christian Zionists, man, putting Israel first on, absolutely right. John Statmiller would have told a caller like that to get off the line and to never call the network back again. He would have told him to kiss his butt right there on the air, man. I guarantee you, that's what he would do. Because I heard him say stuff like that all the time to callers. Don't ever call my network again. Right on?
I appreciate that. Yeah, Doug, but I think you're right.
You guys got to start playing the best of John Statmiller just for me, man. I love his network, but I got to figure out a way to get his voice back on the air somehow. Give me some DVDs to buy or something, man. Because I miss that man. And I was just, my heart ripped out when I found out he died, man. That killed me. I love this network.
Yeah. Well, Doug.
So right on, so man. You guys changed my life. I was one of those idiots, man, for years. And I came around because of him in this network, man. I really did.
Wow. When?
Huh?
When did you wake up?
It was a process, but it started when I plugged into you guys.
I mean, 10 years ago, right? You said?
Yeah, it started about a decade ago. I was a chauffeur, and I would have him on the phone. I'd have this network on my phone with earpiece on my ear and a client in the back seat. All day long and night, man. I mean, it was fabulous. It was a glorious life. And
Well, for those who don't know, John passed away on November 5th, 2021, very suddenly, supposedly from a heart attack. And, you know, some of us are dubious, think maybe he might have been targeted. He was only 67 years old. He was pretty young and in good health.
That's right.
So it didn't really make sense, his death, you know?
Absolutely, Ben. So is there any way you guys could dedicate some time to have his voice, the best of John Statmiller, on this show, on this network at some time? Because I want to hear it, man.
What about the, you know, the Richard Carey, we actually did do this. We should do it again, and I definitely appreciate that, hearing from you and you. He did a big long piece on Zionism.
Yep.
And I love that. It's like five shows.
Yeah.
And he talks about the greatest story never told, the true story about Adolf Hitler and who he actually really was, not this not the lies that were told by the Jewish mainstream media and the Jewish power structure. The Jews are the ones who committed the most heinous crimes against humanity in World War II. Not just World War II, but all of, let's just, I mean, how far back you want to go? Let's go back to, you know, World War I. We can start at World War I, and we can talk about how, you know, the Jews fomented World War I because they wanted to eliminate Christianity from Europe, so they had to get rid of first the Christian monarchs that were there so they could replace it with the Jewish democracy, which is nothing but, since they control the propaganda, they can control the minds of the, you know, masses. And so if you don't have a Christian figurehead there to sort of hopefully keep things in check and not be corrupted and put the interests of your people first to some degree or another over, you know, Jewish democracy. Remember, America's a republic. It's not really a democracy. It's based on the Constitution, and it's beholden to the constitutional law, although they keep trying to say things like, oh, the Electoral College is that's irrelevant, and Electoral College is important because it's part of the republic. It's part of what keeps the masses, the mob, from tyrannizing. The mob of the big cities. Just think of like all the big cities as a big giant mob, and those mobs from tyrannizing everybody. Doug, you got any comments there? I really like your call, Doug. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, man. I've been a long listener, man. I tell people about it when I can, but he had
where
one time, huh?
Where? Oh, go ahead. I was going to ask you where in Texas you are,
Yeah, he had a guest on one time about, I don't know, probably 6 years ago or so, and it was a gentleman who just passed away. He's a World War II veteran named Fenner Goldsboro. He had a website still up. It's called superscam.com, and it's all about the tax scam, the income tax scam, and he had this gentleman on the show once or twice. And that was what helped me get out of the income tax scant trap. And I haven't filed a tax return in 10, 11 years now. So I'm just I'm just very grateful for everything. But I'm asking you, man, I'm begging you, whoever is in control of this network, to get some of John's material back out there on the air, find some time. It would just be so beneficial to everybody, man. It would recapture the glory. It put a fire back in my butt and everybody else that's listening to really rededicate to what this network's about and to try to turn this problem around, because we're going through some serious crap nationwide here, and it's got to stop, man. It's got to stop.
Okay. You're right. You're absolutely right. And, listen, Doug, do me a favor. Leave your email with Mike at the station there before you go. And right. He's letting me know that they're going to play John's shows, Stat Miller's shows, from 10 to 12, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Midnight Monday through Friday. I don't know. He's not saying, because they lost V's Red Pill Hardcore last week. And So I think you're going to get exactly what you want. I don't know when it's going to start. Mike, you going to start that tonight or what?
Yeah, we'll start that tonight.
That's fabulous.
There
news.
You go.
Thank you so much.
I want to take a break.
I'll hang on the line. Okay.
Yeah, stay on the line, Doug. All right, we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Getting two signals coming. I could barely hear the song, and then I heard some talking over it. Oh, okay. As long as you did it on purpose, then it's fine. Okay, so welcome back, folks. I've got Doug in Texas, and he doesn't call in very often, but 10 years ago, he got red-pilled by John Stattmiller. And he's calling in to remind us to play back the best of John Stattmiller, which we are going to do starting tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yay.
So, Doug, how about that for an answer?
Brother, I am absolutely ecstatic. You have just made my day, man. I can't wait. I'm going to be drinking coffee at 9:30, man, ready to go. Awesome. That's lovely.
Yeah. That's good to hear, man. Yeah, go ahead.
You guys have my email, reach out if you. What is your name again?
William Rapillo.
Okay, William. All right, yeah, William. Okay, yeah, I recognize your voice. I just don't know about his name, but you're great. It's a great, great show. And so I'm pretty much done, and I'm very grateful, guys. That's don't have much more to say.
Real quick, Doug. So tomorrow, before when you try, maybe drink your coffee starting at 9, because from 9 to 10, I'll be on with Jeremy tomorrow. So I'll be on In Plain Sight at the show just before the broadcast. So
okay,
feel
tonight,
free.
You said
not tonight, but tomorrow night. Jeremy will be on tonight. He's on every night. But actually, I do the show just myself on Friday night from 9 to 10 Central. William Repillum's Red Pillum Punch Bowl. I forgot. What was the name of it again, Mike? I don't get it right. I know it's the Punch Bowl with William Repillum or something. It used to be the Red Pill Punch Bowl, and then we dropped Red Pill because there are two other hosts have the Red Pill name, and it's getting overdone.
Very, very good.
Anyway.
I will tune in.
Awesome. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, buddy. All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
William Repillum's Red Pillum Punch Bowl is the name of my show. But don't call me William Red Pillum, okay? Because that's just not my name, okay? It's not William Red Pillum. I'm tired of hearing that all the time, okay? It's William Repillum, okay? All right. Been dealing with that my entire life. We've got next here. I've got to scroll up. Jeez, we're getting busy. Jay. Oh yeah, thanks, Mike. We got Jay in Arkansas. Jay, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I want to ask you your question about the Don't Say Jew bill out of Florida. And you asked the question about what the Zio Christians thought about it. I can tell you, they love it. They absolutely love it. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example real quick. Mm-hmm. About 3 years ago, the Little Rock, they have a so-called conservative that comes on in the afternoon, and he was railing about Louis Farrakhan and calling the Jews satanic and all that. Well, I called in, and I said, here's what he's referring to, and I read Revelation 2:9. I said, this is the words of Jesus. He hung up on me and went ballistic, screaming that I need to repent because the Jews are the apple of God's eye, and I poke God in the eye, and I need to repent or I'm going to hell. And I'm like, these are the words of Jesus.
Yeah.
And here's something from that. From there on, here's what I do, especially pastors. If I ever when I'm down in the Little Rock area, which I don't, I live like 2 hours away, but I get them all the time coming up to me with brochures, and I always get them. And I ask them, I say, "Who do you worship?" "Oh, Jesus." I said, "Really? What if I was to tell you Jesus never existed, therefore he was never crucified, and he never rose from the grave?" And they said, "Well, you know, that's just your opinion." I said, "Well, how do you feel about it?" "Well, I don't really, you know, I don't have any feelings towards it, just your opinion." I said, "Okay. Now, what if I told you there wasn't 6 million Jews in all of German-occupied territory in World War II, there were no homicidal gas chambers, and there was no Holocaust?" The reaction is totally opposite. They flipped their lid. And I said, now,
brilliant.
Who are you more upset about? Me denying Christ or denying the Holocaust? There's who you worship.
Ha, man. That's brilliant. Jay, you get the brilliant star for the evening, because that was I'm going to go back and do the same. I'm going to repeat. Is that okay? I'm going to go back and repeat your question to people.
Please do.
Hang on. Stick around. Stay over for a second, okay. Jay, if you can. All right, we'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Play, just stop the song where it was and then play it, because we didn't get to hear the chorus, but I don't want to let it go on too long there. If you could just play it starting where it was right there and into the next break so we can hear the chorus. That song's by the Tubes. It's called Talk to You Later. And the first time I ever heard that song, I remember I was probably like, I was a little kid. And I was in the car with one of my parents, probably my dad, and we were getting ready to go through in the dumps. And it doesn't seem like it was like that long ago. But I heard that song, Talk to You Later, on the radio. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And I love that song. That song is so based. Don't you think? Anyway, Jay, so you were just making the point of the evening and the way that you laid it out about the Christian Zionists. Let me see if I can repeat it. Okay. So the Christian Zionists said that the Jews are, you know, God's chosen people, and, you know, they support Ron DeSantis' bill to criminalize speech against the Jews. But if you tell them that Jesus, you tell these Christians, right, they're supposedly Christians, man, this is such a good point. If you tell these Christians that that if you ask them, hey, how do you feel Jesus wasn't, you know, but didn't even exist? They go, oh, well, that's your opinion. But then you say that the Jews, there were no gassing of Jews in the Holocaust. There were not even 6 million Jews in Europe at the time. That the placard at Auschwitz was reduced in 1989 from 4 million Jews to 1.1 million, reducing the number to pretty much 3.1 million, the official number, right? But they still go on with the 6 million. That doesn't matter to them. And they went berserk. So these aren't really Christians, are they? These Christian Zionists that adopt this brainwashed thinking. Now, if you're a Christian Zionist out there listening and you've adopted this brainwashed thinking, it's okay. I mean, you just need to stop. Well, at least stop and pause and examine the facts. Examine the evidence that's going to be presented to you. And once you ask for it, it shall be presented to you. Ask and ye shall receive. Where is that in the Bible? There's a quote in the Bible. Ask and ye shall receive. So ask for the truth and ye shall receive. If you're going to church and your church, it needs its 501c3, which is the Jewish tax exemption. And so it must preach the Jewish doctrine. And the Jews are not God's chosen people. The Jews, okay, Jay, Revelation 2:9-9. You don't have it in front of you, do you? By chance?
No,
hold on. Let me pull it up. Revelation 2:9-3:9. KJV. King James. Okay, Revelation 2:9-3:9. I know that in Revelation 2:9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Okay?
Right.
And now, Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. So these folks say they are Jews, but they are not. I'm going to take it a step further and say that the word Jews was a mistranslation. And this doesn't negate the scripture, but it's actually supposed to be Judahites, which is actually supposed to be Israelites, which is actually supposed to be Christians. Because the Israelites prior to when Jesus showed up were already waiting for Jesus Christ. Remember that the Hebrews were crossing over from paganism, and so God was patiently helping them along like he does a child that throws up all over itself or, you know, poos in its diaper. And by pooing in its diaper, that means that some of the Israelites were going back to paganism and sacrificing their children to Moloch. So while the Israelites would poo in their diaper sometimes, you have God being very patient, like a parent is very patient with them. Now, where does "you're going to burn in hell for all eternity" fit into that? It doesn't. And this is the argument I have with the pagan that thinks that the Bible is wholesale evil because of what they read in Leviticus and Exodus and Deuteronomy about, you know, killing all these tribes and everything like that, going around and slaughtering all these tribes and things like that. This is God being patient with the people that he was leading towards Jesus Christ. And the true body of Israel is the body of Jesus Christ. And you brought up that these Christian Zionists are really, you know, like completely completely deceived and satanic. I mean, that's really what's going on there.
They've never read the Bible. Every time you bring up Revelation 2:9 or 3:9, they've never heard of it. Look up 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 2:15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14 and 15.
The Jews are contrary to all mankind. They are the father of the devil.
That's 1 Thessalonians 2:14, right? 2:14 through 15?
Right.
Yeah. You know, E. Michael Jones would bring this up so many times. This specific verse that you just... For ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ. I didn't proofread this verse, but for, you know, the translation. But for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men. 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15.
That's also repeated in Revelation 17 about the mystery Babylon and the whore. It says the exact same thing. It says you killed the prophets and Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The whore of Babylon, mystery Babylon. It's the Jews as a whole.
And the Talmud, which is the Jewish doctrine, by way of deception thou shalt wage war. That is the Jewish military. Now listen, Christian Zionists, by way of deception thou shalt wage war. So what's happening to you? Okay? They get their doctrine from Babylon, from the Babylonian captivity, from 600. Do you know this? Okay? Jesus rebuked them because this had already happened with the Pharisees. It's real simple, folks. I mean, this is just history. This is what happened. And so then the Jews went on to solidify and crystallize their teachings, which, you know, because they really loved their power that they derived and their ability to manipulate governments like the Roman Empire and get Pontius Pilate to murder Jesus. Because it was really the Jews that murdered Jesus by proxy, just like they rule by proxy through everything else, and they got proxy wars everywhere. Proxy. And then they don't even have to take responsibility for it. They can blame it on... And then they can even take it a step further and blame it on Adolf Hitler for trying to defend humanity against the Jewish power structure.
You know, another thing I throw in these so-called Christians' face, I say, what is the star on the Israeli flag? And they, of course, you know what they always say, the Star of David. I said, where is it in the book? Where in the Bible it says that? Oh, well, it's not in there. I said, well, look this up. Look up Acts 7:43 and Amos 5:26.
Oh, I'm going to look it up. Acts 7:43. All right. KJV. Yay. I don't know why yay meant back then. Ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan. Star of Remphan. Figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
And look up,
what does he mean by I will carry you away beyond Babylon? What's that? Does that mean
beyond Babylon, they scattered them amongst the earth after the temple was destroyed?
And I can only think that humanity needs this, all of what's happening, to happen, because that would be the purpose. Because God's greatest, chief of quality control, who is it? Who's God's greatest chief of quality control?
Lucifer. He's the only one controlling the world, and that's what a lot of people don't understand.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to make a distinction between Lucifer and Satan. Some people like to do that. I'm just going to say that some people do that. They think that Lucifer is the angel of God. Well, Lucifer did fall from heaven. I didn't mean for this to turn into a religious discussion, but so what? Why can't we have a little bit of a religious discussion?
I'll get off one more thing and get off of here. A lot of people, they're always like, Jews had the right to Israel because they're Semites. I'll say, well, but they're not white.
No.
Yes, they are white. Oh. And I'll say, you're telling me they're white. You're telling me they're European descent. Well, yeah, they're from Europe. Well, if they're from Europe, they have no rights to the Levant. So which is it? Are they white
the what?
Or are they Semite?
Yeah, right. Well, they've largely blended in. And there really is no tracing any bloodline back to Abraham. So it's really, the Jews of today are really irrelevant in terms of them being some kind of, having some kind of racial supremacy over the planet and having some kind of even spiritual supremacy over the planet. Well, especially that, because Jesus Christ is the model example of a human being for us to model ourselves after. And yes, we can be Christ-like. Yes, we can. I think that's the thing I disagree with most Christians about, is that they sort of resign to the fact that I am a sinner and nothing I can do about it. Look, we all struggle with sin. I'm a hypocrite myself. I'm nothing like Jesus Christ, but it doesn't mean that I can't be proud of myself when I behave like Jesus Christ and then expand on it or expound on it, right?
Right.
So it doesn't mean that we say we're sinners and we just keep sinning and doing the same thing over and over again. It just means that we ask God for help with that sin. And we allow God to help us with that sin, but we don't say, I don't want help with my sin. I'm going to continue to do it. Well, that's just like, that's not the right way to approach it. What do you think?
Each their own. I mean, I'm not that pray for your enemy, spread the other cheek nonsense. I'm more of an eye for an eye guy. I get Old Testament on somebody. This weak, penny-waste Christianity they preach today is not going to fly. It's one of the biggest problems we have is pacification of the Christian church. And, you know, I ask Christians all the time, I'll say, do you believe in free speech? And they say, yeah. Do you believe in freedom of religion? Well, they say, yeah. I say, well, do you believe in the democratic process? And they say, yeah. I said, you believe in all these things? But yeah, you say you want Jesus to return because you're not going to have free speech, you're not going to have democracy, you're not going to have diversity, and you're not going to have freedom of religion. He is going to come back and rule with an iron rod. And it gets them thinking that everything they've been taught is wrong.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I tend to break down what you said and not get to... I don't want to get too blanket statement with it, like doing the eye for an eye thing, because then you can end up like the Jews, right? And you can go off the rails and become a satanic cult that uses the Bible, uses the Old Testament as justification. Like you hear some of these Jewish rabbis talk about Amalek. No, right, you are Amalek.
Right.
But they don't know that, and they're holding all the levers of power. Either they don't know it, or they don't.
What I'm saying is, every time they
admit it,
every time, okay, I've seen this 1,000 times over, that somebody's white daughter or teenage son has been raped, murdered, and brutalized by a bunch of blacks. They have to go on camera, and the first thing they say is, "We're not prejudiced. We're not racist." Why do they have to say that? What kind of browbeating pussy stuff is that? I'm going to get up there and say, you know what? These apes come around, I'm going to shoot them. I mean, I don't have, look, man, I spent 20 years in the Army. I've been to combat. I've been to war. I'm not going to sit there and pray for Hodge while he's trying to fire his RPG at me. I'm going to bypass St. Peter, and I'm going to send him straight to hell. I'm more on that line. This pacification has gotten us so up to our eyes, and what we have, the problems we have now, it is sickening. And it's going to come a boiling point that It's going to get so bad, the cuffs are going to come off, and it's going to get nasty, and I don't want it to get like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. I don't like this what you're describing either. What do you say? Just being so passive, and then turn the other cheek, and allow someone to abuse them, and allow themselves to be in a situation where they're being abused. On the other hand, now if we are truly aligned with God, right? Because actually we've been misled by the church in so many ways. But because the church is saying that the Ten Commandments, doesn't the church say the Ten Commandments are irrelevant now? Like, such as, like, we don't have to observe the Sabbath. Imagine if we started to observe the Sabbath collectively as a whole, and it was like, oh, Jews observe the Sabbath? No, that's not yours. That's for Christians. The Sabbath. That's the seventh day when God rested, right? Anyway, right. I didn't want it to get... I got to... Look, Jay, I'm sorry. I got to jump on. I got two more callers before the show ends, and I've really enjoyed this discussion. Please call back again, and call back tomorrow or Friday at between 9 and 10 Central, because I'll be on. I really enjoy the discussion.
So, okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time.
We got Mike King. Thank you, Jay. We got Mike King joined us. Mike, welcome. I've got two callers that called in. Guys, I might have to wait on you because we got Mike King that just showed up. Mike, did we have a misunderstanding about the...
I thought it was 8 o'clock Eastern, no?
No, it was 7. 7 to 8.
Oh, my goodness. I'm really sorry. Here I am.
Well, no problem.
Early.
We can reschedule for next week if you want.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Really sorry about that.
I think next week I don't have anybody. So, but let's stay on for 10 minutes if you don't mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
You should have called me on the phone. I could have rushed home. I was only 5 minutes away.
I texted you, but whatever. No worries. Well. Sometimes, yeah, it's, you know, it's okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Have you caught any of the show?
No, I just signed on now. Yeah, I see your text. Sorry about that.
Well, look, why don't we just let's. I got kind of on a roll here. I got callers. Let's plan to meet next week. And okay. I'm sorry for the miscommunication.
Oh no, it's if that's what you wrote, it's my fault.
All right. Well, not a problem. And I look forward to speaking to you next week at the same time.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Mike. Bye-bye. All right. So we got, and you guys, thanks for waiting, but we got Owen in Chapel Hill, Texas, and then we got Lynn in Maryland. So, Owen, welcome. I'm going to be a quick one here. I'm sorry. I've only got like 5 minutes left. But welcome to the show, Owen. What's on your mind?
Are you? Can you hear me?
That's what yes.
I need to know.
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you for your efforts, William. This is a summary call. Appreciate your efforts in RBN and so forth. I am a guy who is blessed to know and live in the area where you are aspiring to relocate. I'll leave it at that. Simply this, please know you're welcome here. I won't say where. But my close friend, associate, and neighbor, Mr. Chris Kay, is the person who talked with me this afternoon. He's doing some work with us today. He does our hay and so forth. Please know this. You're welcome to this area whenever you show up, okay? And we say that, I can say that with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for what you're doing, what you're representing on RBN, which I'm familiar with. I'm probably more than 20 years older than you, yet nevertheless, your endeavors, pursuits of truth, facts, and actual reality are greatly appreciated here.
Well, okay. All right, Owen. I appreciate your sentiments. I wasn't prepared to announce to the everybody where I was thinking about going.
Right.
But
I'm not saying where it is, but it never matters where you're going. The point is, wherever you want to go, you're welcome here. And you have a lot of similarly minded, constitutionally republic-oriented thinkers in this area. I'll leave it at that.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Owen.
Hope to talk with
you. It's good to know.
Thank you, William.
Do you have any comments? Wait, but Owen, do you have any other comments about any of what we've been discussing?
Well, the challenge I think we have, and I'll try to keep this at a summary level because I know you're on a time restraint, is there not enough Americans who are aware of the realities of what's underway, notwithstanding the fact that we have not just a constitutional republic, but we also, as you know, have the ability to function under a military scenario when the constitutional republic is threatened, which is why I am convinced we are in that scenario. Having said that, your efforts to communicate facts and truth are greatly appreciated. Please continue, and I hope to be able to interact with you in the future.
Awesome. All right. Thanks again, Owen.
You're welcome.
Lynn dropped
Thank
off?
You. That's it.
All right.
For tonight. Thank
you. We got
you,
a couple
Lynn.
More.
Appreciate
All right,
it.
Owen. I'll wrap it up then. Thanks again for the call. I look forward to meeting you.
Look forward to it, too.
Awesome. So, we got just a minute left, and so I don't know what else you want to talk about here, but I think we've had a great show tonight. I don't have any jokes to tell or anything, and I'm not going to read another article right now, but I think Texas is a great state. And here we go. I'll see you next week, folks.
Pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.